Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
I love talking all things food, and I'm super excited because somebody that I really admire, and I have to say her branding is very clever and wonderful, and boy, does she look good in a bikini. It's a wonderful Susan Irby. She is the bikini chef, celebrity chef, author, speaker, and recipe developer. Hey, Susan, so excited to have you on.
Hi, Lisa. It's so great to be on, and yes, I do love talking food as much as you do.
Well, we're going to have some fun. You know, it's so interesting. Since I've been in this world for a while, I met some wonderful people. And one of my other favorites is Dr. Ward Bond. And today I really want you to talk about your food healing kitchen makeover. You did this wonderful kitchen makeover book, your personalized 6-week food plan with the wonderful Dr. Ward Bond. We're also going to be talking about foods that alleviate depression. We're going to be talking about fat burning foods. So much to talk about. But before we jump into that, Susan, I'm just curious, when did you come up with the Bikini Chef?
Well, the Bikini Chef came up literally, gosh, almost 30 years ago now. It's kind of crazy. And it was just a natural organic thing. So when I was growing up, actually as a kid, Lake Martin, Alabama, my family has a house there. We still have a house there. And we would wake up, have breakfast, go out on the lake, be water skiing all day, literally until dark. And we would end up cooking dinner in our bathing suits. And And so when I published my first book, Cooking with Susan, Southern Family Favorites, it was really a tribute to my Southern heritage, which is not necessarily bikini cuisine, but I would tell stories about the lake, and when I would share stories, people, you know, just automatically said, oh my gosh, you were bikini cooking and that makes you the Bikini Chef. And the name just stuck. And, because I've always pretty much lived a healthy and active lifestyle, it just sort of naturally evolved into people wanting to know, well, what do you eat, you know, to stay fit and healthy. And one of my go-to foods is always salmon, and that's on our menu today, Lisa. Salmon and avocado. Ooh, nice. And a lot of those delicious ingredients. And so the Bikini Chef just kind of evolved from cooking on Lake Martin in bikinis with the family.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think for people who aren't familiar with your story, I just think they look at you and go, yeah, she looks kick-ass in a bikini. So, of course, she's a bikini chef. I think it's so nice that it actually is this bigger story of the way you grew up. You know, I have a belly button that I never liked. I have an outie. And so I never liked wearing bikinis, even though I was slim. So I always hid it. And I'm like, darn it, I should have just shown that darn thing.
Yeah, just show it. You know, and I do think for a long time there, people were like, oh gosh, you know, Bikini Chef, she's just being, you know, silly or whatever. But no, it really has roots in family and the lake. And we still, my entire family, we are literally spread out from coast to coast, California to South Carolina and everywhere in between. And we still meet at the lake every summer and cook in our bikinis.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I would put on a bikini for that just so I can go on the lake. That sounds beautiful. All right, Susan, so you mentioned wild salmon and avocado. What are the foods? And tell us what you do with these actually before we move on to other foods.
Well, my favorite way to prepare salmon is I use just a light blackened seasoning on it, and I put it under the broiler for about 6 minutes on each side. And that's the easiest way to cook it, flavorful. It's pretty much a no-fail recipe, and it's my favorite way to eat it. But I could eat salmon nearly every day because, you know, not just because of the health benefits, but it tastes good to me. A lot of people are turned off by fish a lot of times, but really when cooked properly, salmon is not overly fishy, and it's so good for you. And you can serve it with virtually anything. You can serve it over a Caesar salad. I actually have a vegan Caesar salad dressing that I created that's coconut oil based instead of olive oil based with some egg and all that. I still use Dijon mustard, garlic, of course. But you don't have, you know, it's, I have a vegan recipe and it's really just, it's fabulous. Right. I use capers in it instead of the Worcestershire sauce. Cause, you know, people, a lot of people don't understand, but Worcestershire has anchovies in it. So. So if you're vegan, you don't want Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Whenever I hear the word capers, when I was in high school, my Spanish teacher and my math teacher were married. And my math teacher was a crack up. And I remember one day he was talking about how much he loves bagels with. He's like, what are those little green things? Now, he's asking, this is in the 80s. He's asking a bunch of 15-year-olds. I didn't know. I had no idea what a caper was. And he like picks up the phone in the middle of class. He's like, hey, hun, what are those little green things? What are, you know, in the middle of her class? He's, you know, capers. Oh, capers. And every kid in the class is like, what the heck is a caper? I remember that like it was yesterday. So I always think of Mr. Volpe when I think of that.
That
it was very important to him to remember.
Well, you know, what's interesting about capers is they actually have a lot of health benefits. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
They have quercetin in them, which it's almost, it's found a lot in onion as well. And so it's very good for the immune system, and it's they're often used to treat skin care issues. They can be used instead of salt, you know, when cooking because they're naturally salty. So they act like an antihistamine. So capers. You should definitely have capers in your diet for various reasons. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting about the antihistamine because I don't have the bee allergy where I have to go to the hospital, but I have it where I swell. And for some reason, last summer, I got stung 3 times. I was like, I haven't been stung in 40 years. What the heck is going on? I got stung 3 times and my arm swelled up so big and it was burning and itching. I felt like someone lit a fire in my arm and it was itchy. And I'm thinking maybe instead of the Benadryl, I'll grab some capers. But anyway, let's move on to, I have too many side stories. Let's move on to alleviating depression. Now, is there something with the wild salmon? Is there something with the avocado and the healthy fat? Is that something that's going to help with mood? That's what I would imagine.
You know, it's the omega-3s in there, help alleviate that. I mean, those omega-3s are good for you for so many reasons, but they do help. They help stimulate just overall body function, and they help keep your blood sugar balanced. And so all of those things are going to relate to mood and depression, help alleviate anxiety. One of the key things, we all live stressful lives. It's just crazy, between, phones going off all the time, you know, traffic, that, and that's before you even get to life pressures and family stresses and your own, you know, that's before you even put your feet on the floor, hardly, you know. So there's a lot of anxiety and natural life circumstances that can cause depression, but that's where food and really eating the right foods and avoiding other foods comes into play. So people love their coffee in the morning. I'm not one of those people that loves coffee in the morning. I don't drink caffeine, but most people do, and so you should avoid too much coffee. You should avoid, even though chocolate is good for you, like cocoa nibs would be better, but they also have natural caffeine in them. So you should avoid eating too much chocolate and things. Also foods that elevate dopamine levels in the body, would be fava beans and beans in general. Again, you don't want to overeat too much of any one food. But fava beans in particular elevate the dopamine levels and help relieve depression specifically. I have a wonderful recipe for a fava bean salad on my website, thebikinichef.com. It's one of my favorite recipes. and it's got the red onion in it and a simple vinaigrette fava beans. You can actually buy organic fava beans in the can at higher end grocers, like your Whole Foods, Bristol Farms type stores, and you just rinse them off and toss them with the salad with the onion and the vinaigrette and some cilantro or fresh mint, and you have a delicious salad that's going to help you feel better.
That sounds amazing. I'm such a big fan of beans, and I tend to get my, I used to make them, and now I just buy them organic in the can, and I bought all kinds of beans, but somehow I don't think I've ever had fava beans. Is it, what's the flavor like? Is it like a white bean or cannellini bean?
It's a little bit similar to that. They're a larger bean, so they're more meaty, so to speak. You know, they're very filling. So I would say they're similar to a white bean, which they're not overly strong. They're just a bean. They're definitely not like a black bean. Black beans are very good for you also, but I'd say it's closer related to a cannellini bean. Yeah, white bean.
I'm definitely going to try that.
Yeah. Another great food to alleviate depression is, mint. So fresh mint. And fresh mint is fabulous in all kinds of recipes as well. So mint has rosmarinic acid in it, and it has a lot of what we call monophenols. So it's great for digestion, breathing, and anything like that is also going to help alleviate depression, because you're opening up the airways and passages and stimulating the brain and the mind. Which is going to help alleviate depression. And that leads me to another great depression and anxiety reliever is exercise.
If you're not exercising,
yeah, exercise is wonderful for combating and alleviating depression. So if you're eating these certain types of foods and avoiding others, then you're doing, you're either running or yoga is wonderful, doing breathing exercise. Those are all going to stimulate your nasal passages and your heart and lungs. And it's going to open up and stimulate the brain, which all alleviates depression.
I want to jump into, Susan, some of the fat burning foods in the last part of our interview. Lay them on us. Tell us what we should be eating.
Well, what's fantastic is a lot of the fat-burning foods are a lot of the ones that also alleviate depression as well.
Oh, so great.
And so some of my favorite fat-burning foods, though, coconut oil is great. Lemon. I do a straight lemon shot every single morning. So before I do anything else, so I just juice the lemon straight. A lot of people are like, lemon water, and some people put, I used to put cayenne pepper in my lemon. I don't do that anymore just because I don't really feel that I need it for my metabolism, because I'm pretty highly active, but no, just a straight lemon shot. Shoot that every morning. Yeah. No, you don't need honey, cayenne, nothing, just straight lemon. And then wait about 20 minutes, okay? So it stimulates your digestion. It stimulates your metabolism. It just wakes up the body. And then if you can hold off on the coffee for at least 20 minutes or so, so just let that lemon do its thing, right? So that's how I start my day. And then cooking with coconut oil is great. Coconut is a wonderful fat burning. It gets a bad rap because it's saturated fat, but it's the good kind of saturated fat. And it helps keep the body lubricated. Okay. So it's going to help, with joints and all that, and that fat burn. And then I go right back to salmon and avocado. So again, these healthy fats, fat burns fat. And it's been proven that fat burns fat, but it's got to be the right kinds of fat. So we're talking about the salmon, the avocado, the top go-to nuts, cashews, walnuts, which walnuts also help alleviate depression. Let's go back to fresh herbs that burn fat. So your mint, your cilantros, these are types of herbs that stimulate fat burn, the cocoa nibs. So it's really wonderful because the same, a lot of the similar foods that burn fat are also going to help balance and improve your mood. So it all goes hand in hand. But I do want to talk also really quickly, if we have time, about the foods to avoid. And also I want to mention, many people think that eating healthy doesn't taste good, and that's so wrong. And I have oodles and oodles of free recipes on my website, you know, thebikinichef.com. If you just go there, there are so many wonderful, easy-to-do recipes that taste good. They're flavorful. And you can make them at home so that you really can follow a healthy diet in an easy way. But you want to avoid heavy starches, you know, replace baking potatoes with sweet potatoes, for example. Avoid breads, like the, you've heard it, but even like the whole wheat bread, so go for like a sprouted bread. Ezekiel bread is okay. It's easier, but read the ingredients on it. And if it has a lot of added sugar, then go for one that doesn't have, you know, a lot of added sugar. Flax seeds are wonderful for fat burn and also, help alleviate, depression. So those are wonderful, and those are found in lots of different breads these days. They actually make a wonderful cracker. It's a flaxseed-based cracker that's good. So replacing those kinds of foods, avoiding fried foods. Fried foods, I don't care what it's fried in. If it's fried in grapeseed oil, peanut oil, whatever, it's fried. Don't eat it. You know, if they change their oil and nutritional makeup, and it changes the food, it changes the oil actually, and it creates some carcinogens in your body. And it as much as the other foods alleviate depression and do increase fat burn, eating fried foods does complete opposite. So it's going to zap your energy, it's going to promote anxiety, promote depression, and it's going to create fat, you know, so it's just stay away from fried foods. Most fast
foods. That is such good advice. Oh, go on.
Well, I was just saying most fast foods, you know, people like when take the quick drive through the drive through. You know what?
That's horrible.
But I did my quick drive through for fast food is pulling up in front of the grocery store, running in, even if I have to go to the deli counter. And get, I don't eat a lot of deli turkey, but I'd rather someone eat a low sodium, like deli turkey from the deli, grab an apple, some fruit, you know, and just eat it. I've been known to just take a whole raw tomato and just eat it like an apple.
I like that.
Yeah. To me, that's,
yeah, I love an avocado with tomato, you know, so good. Just put a little salt on it. Mm, I love the pink Himalayan salt. It's good stuff.
Yes. Yes. And you can do that. You can drive into the grocery store and get all that as fast as you can sit in a huge long line to get some icky, fast food. So fast food to me is pulling into the grocery store and getting something, you know, getting an apple, tomato, avocado, a little deli turkey. To me, that's fast food.
Oh, no, I totally agree. Now, we only have a couple minutes left. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about the Food Healing Kitchen makeover and how people can sign up and what they're going to find.
You know, I love the Food Healing Kitchen makeover. So if you suffer from depression, if you want to burn fat, or let's say that you had some recent surgery you're overcoming, or let's just say you want to eat better, Food Healing Kitchen Makeover is a six-week targeted program. So we start by taking a look at your pantry, and we go and we transform your pantry and your refrigerator 1 week at a time. I give specific recipes that replace unhealthy foods with healthier foods. So you're going to be replacing canola oils and things like that with coconut oil, grapeseed oil. And I'll give you specific recipes week by week that will transform your kitchen, your pantry, and therefore your health and your eating habits. And that's why it's a kitchen makeover, because we do it week by week, step by step. So by the end of the 6 weeks, your kitchen and your pantry, your fridge, has a whole different food look to it, and your body is going to change. You're going to lose weight if that's your goal. You're going to feel better. And the reason for the 6 weeks is because if you do it, anything for 21 days starts to become a habit. 30 days, it's secure. 6 weeks, boom, you're set. You're set for life.
Oh, that is awesome. All right, Susan, you've got to come back. We still have so much more to talk about. In the meantime, tell us all the places we can find you, your great work, and this wonderful kitchen makeover.
Kitchen makeover, everything is all at thebikinichef.com. Don't forget the. So it's thebikinichef.com. And, you know, I would love to create, it's a customized program based on individual. I give you a 19-page questionnaire to fill out on what you're eating and lifestyle habits are. And we transform your kitchen within 6 weeks. It's all right there at thebikinichef.com. You can follow me in social media. Anywhere at The Bikini Chef, you will find me. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all at The Bikini Chef.
Well, Susan, this was so much fun. I'm really looking forward to having you back. I want to thank everyone for listening to Talk Healthy today. I love Foodie Friday. Please check out SusanTheBikiniChef.com. You can check me out at It's Your Health with LisaDavis.com. Lots of podcasts, lots of good stuff coming up. And you can always check me out on Twitter at HealthMediaGal1 and at Talk Healthy, the number 2 day. Thanks for listening and stay well.